Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal. Today, you can listen to us on voinews.id, RRI Digital, and shortwave broadcast on 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Right now, you are listening to the highlights of the week, which presents you events that happened in Indonesia for this week. President Prabowo's official visit to Thailand marks an important step in strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Thailand. Dora Pardede has the detail.
The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, conducted an official visit to Thailand on Monday, May 19, 2025. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat, Yusuf Permana, in a press statement to the media crew in Bangkok, Sunday, May 18, 2025, revealed that this visit marked an important step in strengthening bilateral relation between Indonesia and Thailand in various strategic fields.
Dalam rangka kunjungan resmi,
in the context of the official visit of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Mr. Prabowo Subianto, to Thailand, he will carry out a series of important agendas in order to improve bilateral relations between Indonesia and Thailand.
Yusuf Permana explained that one of President Prabowo's visit's agenda is to have an official audience with the King of Thailand, His Majesty Maha Vajiralongkorn, at the Ampon Royal Palace, Bangkok. The meeting is a symbol of the close diplomatic relation between the two countries and the high respect from the Kingdom of Thailand for Indonesia. After meeting the King of Thailand, President Prabowo continues his journey to Government House to attend an official welcoming ceremony led directly by the Prime Minister of Thailand, Pattamthai Sinawatra. Furthermore, President Prabowo and Prime Minister Pattamthai hold a bilateral meeting between the Indonesian and Thai governments, which discusses strengthening cooperation in various fields. President Prabowo's series of official visits ended with an official luncheon held at Government's House. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia needs strategic collaboration with Japan in innovative infrastructure financing to get the target of 8% growth. Here is the detail by Dora Pardede.
Indonesia targets development growth of 8%. Indonesia Ambassador to Japan, Harry Akmadi, when opening the innovative financing unlocking opportunities for sustainable development activity at the Indonesia Pavilion Osaka Expo in Japan, revealed that growth of the size is not cheap. It is equivalent to infrastructure investment of more than 10,000 trillion rupiah, or around 88 billion yen, and cannot be handled by public funds alone. Therefore, Harry Akmadi emphasized the importance of strategic collaboration, especially with international partners such as Japan.
We need bold partnership, fresh financing ideas, and smarter ways to deliver the impact. And that is why Japan's come in as one of our most trusted long-term partners. From Jakarta MRT to Patimban Port, then the proving ground of in Bekasi, Japanese investment has helped turn blueprint into the breakthroughs.
Ambassador Harry explained that currently the Indonesian government is exploring cooperation through a financing scheme based on leasing with Avrix, especially to support the urban transportation sector. According to Ambassador Harry, the government is exploring leasing at least 37 train sets for Jakarta. This step is seen as an efficient alternative solution compared to direct purchases, considering the limited funds of commuter operators. He further explained that the public-private partnership leasing scheme offers risk guarantees and feasibility support that makes Indonesia stand out as an attractive place for investment. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Anticipating the impact of the trade war, the Indonesian House of Representatives encourages increased government supervision of bonded logistics centers. Andi Romdoni has the detail.
Soal masuknya barang-barang ilegal yang
regarding the entry of illegal goods consumed by the Indonesian people, because currently we are also facing the same situation, namely regarding this tariff. The tariff war issued by the United States President Donald Trump has raised new concerns, namely the entry goods from countries that are prohibited from exporting to America or exports to America that are subject to high tariffs. It is feared that they will enter the domestic market in Indonesia.
The Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration remains committed to reducing the number of disadvantaged areas in the country. Ranoff has the detail.
The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigrations, remain committed to reducing the number of disadvantaged areas in the country. Currently, 36 regencies are target exits the underdeveloped category in the near future, in line with the National Medium-Term Development Plan. Secretary General of Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Taufik Majid, explained in a meeting with the Commission 10 of the House of Representatives on Monday. There are a number of variables that make a region leave the status of the disadvantaged regions. Among them, the Social Resilience Index and the Economic Resilience Index.
From the condition of the infrastructure to improving the skills or human resources in the disadvantaged regions, and also how to push the use of natural resources potential in those regions so it can be well optimized to improve people's welfare.
Taufik also said that village funds are directed to support education, food security, and the elimination of extreme poverty. In addition, Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration encourage the use of local potential to help improve the welfare of rural communities.
As of May 17, a total of 103,806 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have arrived in Medina, Saudi Arabia. Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry urges pilgrims to stay cautious on extreme heat. Ranoff has the detail.
The departure of the first wave of Indonesian Hajj pilgrims has been committed on May 17. A total of 103,806 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have arrived in Medina, Saudi Arabia. Head of the Health Division of the Indonesian Hajj Organizing Committee in Saudi Arabia, Muhammad Imron, in a press statement on Monday, reminded Indonesian pilgrims to be cautious of health risks caused by extreme heat and crowd density in the Holy Land. According to Imran, temperatures in Mecca currently range between 42 to 46 degrees Celsius, with humidity levels below 30%. These conditions may lead to dehydration and fatigue, which can worsen chronic illness such as hypertension and diabetes.
Kami menghimbau.
We urge all pilgrims to rest after arriving in Mecca before performing the mandatory umrah. Avoid outdoor activities, including umrah, during peak heat hours between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. local time. Drink enough water or zamzam and don't wait until you feel thirsty. Try to drink at least one glass or 200 milliliters of water every hour when doing outdoor activities. To prevent disease transmission, pilgrims are also advised to wear a mask when outside the hotel, especially if they have a cough or cold.
The Indonesian government also called on all pilgrims and Hajj officers to take care of their health independently to ensure a smooth pilgrimage in the Holy Land. Imran Express hope that the pilgrims will be able to complete all the Hajj ritual well, return home in good health, and achieve a blessed Hajj beneficial for themselves, the nation, and the country.
The National Archives of Indonesia is advancing digital records management to improve government document efficiency and accessibility across the country. Ofra has the detail.
The National Archives of the Republic of Indonesia, or ANRI, has reaffirmed its commitment to improving the country's records management system. This was conveyed by ANRI head Mego Pinandito during the opening of the follow-up workshop on archival provisions held on Monday. In collaboration with relevant ministries, ANRI is advancing the use of electronic-based archival systems to ensure that government's document tracking and record keeping become more efficient and accessible.
Now, ANRI, together with the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, and the Ministry of Pan-RB, is thoroughly exploring various possibilities for the use of electronic systems. This will provide one important benefit: efficiency. We will no longer need paper. This can be avoided if we use an electronic archiving system.
Mego Pinandito also noted that infrastructure challenges remained, especially in remote areas. However, through interministerial cooperations, the digitalization of government archives is expected to reach all corners of Indonesia, supporting faster and more transparent public services. By April 2025, approximately 110 million electronic manuscripts have been accessible via the National Archives Electronic System of the Republic of Indonesia, or Sri Kandi.
You are still listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener Indonesia has achieved another milestone in cultural diplomacy with the inclusion of two national documentary heritages in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesia has once again made its mark on the international stage through UNESCO's recognition of two national documentary heritage in the UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. Marking a new chapter in Indonesia's cultural diplomacy, this recognition was announced by the head of the National Archives of Indonesia and chair of the Indonesian National Committee for the Memory of the World Program, Mega Pinandito, during the webinar Reviving Indonesia's Documentary Heritage as a Collective Memory of the World on Tuesday in Jakarta. Mego Pinandito noted that this achievement is the result of a collaborative effort among various stakeholders, including the National Library and Pura Mangkunegaran, to bring Indonesia's documentary heritage to global attention.
These two major achievements, reviving the Sang Hyang Siksa Kandang Karasian manuscript and registering the Mangku Negaran Javanese Dance Archives, have now officially been listed in UNESCO's Memory of the World. This success is the result of joint effort involving multiple stakeholders, the National Library, Pura Mangkunegaran Surakarta, and the National Archives, all working together to promote Indonesia's documentary heritage.
He further emphasized that this success not only preserves ancestral legacies, but also strengthens Indonesia's role in promoting cultural values and knowledge to the global community. The Sang Hyang Siksa Kandang Karasian manuscript dating back to the 15th century, contains moral, social, and spiritual teachings of ancient Sundanese society. Meanwhile, the Nuang Kunegaran traditional dance archives represent the values of unity in the cultural diversity of Javanese traditions. The Memory of the World program is a global initiative by UNESCO that aims to preserve and provide access to the world's documentary heritage.
President Prabowo Subianto is paying serious attention to the agenda of increasing national oil and gas lifting and accelerating the industrial downstreaming program. Dora Pardede has the detail.
Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, said that President Prabowo Subianto is paying serious attention to the agenda of increasing national oil and gas lifting. One of them is through cooperation with the corporation contractors, or K3S. This was conveyed by Bahlil Lahadalia after meeting with President Prabowo at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Tuesday. In addition to the lifting issue, Bahlil explained that the meeting also highlighted the acceleration of downstreaming, which has become a government priority. According to Bahlil, President Prabowo has given direction to immediately start implementing strategic downstreaming projects.
We also discussed how to accelerate downstreaming and at the same time increase lifting. In the near future, later after we reported to the president has planned that from several downstream projects, there must be some that have been done, groundbreaking, to be implemented.
Bahlil further explained that the government's downstream focus includes the nickel sector as the main raw material for the electric vehicle battery ecosystem, as well as the development of the DMA project for energy substitution. According to Bahlil, this meeting marks the government's seriousness in accelerating industrial transformation and national energy security as part of a grand strategy for long-term economic development. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Minister Mutia Hafid highlighted the government's efforts to prepare a digital-ready workforce through industry collaboration. Ofra has the report.
Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafid reaffirmed the government's commitment to preparing the local workforce for digital transformations. She conveyed this during the National Awakening Day commemoration ceremony in Jakarta on Tuesday. Mutia said the government is promoting more digital training programs aligned with market needs through collaboration with industry, including training in artificial intelligence or AI, data management, and practical digital skills. The government also plans to inaugurate an AI Center of Excellence in Papua and strengthen the foundation of social protections in the digital space. Through collaboration with the industrial sector, the Indonesian government is encouraging the development of more training programs that meet market demands, including mastery of artificial intelligence, data management, and practical digital skills. As part of efforts to prepare the local workforce for digital transformation, we will soon inaugurate the AI Center of Excellence in Papua, a joint initiative between the government and private sector. At the same time, the government is also strengthening the foundation of social protections in the digital realm. Mutia further stated that a government's regulation on digital governance and protections has become a concrete step to ensure that Indonesian children can grow up in a safer, healthier, and more ethical digital environment. According to her, all of these efforts are aimed at building a future that is not only more advanced, but also truly centered on the people's welfare. The AI Center of Excellence will be the first AI development center in Indonesia equipped with supercomputer technology. It is expected to produce the nation's best talents in research and technology capable of providing real solutions to problems in society.
Standardization Agency encourages meteorology contribution to climate change disaster mitigation. Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
Acting Head of the Indonesia's National Standardization Agency, Justinus Cristianto Widiwardono, Tuesday encouraged the contribution of metrology in efforts to address the impacts of climate change. In the metrology seminar in the context of World Metrology Day in Tangerang, Banten, he said that accurate measurements of greenhouse gases will contribute to efforts to mitigate disasters due to climate change, including being the basis for making policies in the context of climate change.
Kemudian juga isu yang lain yang juga penting adalah terkait dengan perubahan iklim.
Then another issue that is also important is related to climate change, related to the problem of how we can measure greenhouse gases, because with accurate measurements we can get a correlation between Hg or mercury content in the air for those in our air, in our atmosphere, with climate change. And there is also something important, how we can use the result of these measurements for weather mitigation or adaptation, because the results of these measurements are the basis for us to carry out policies in the context of mitigation or adaptation of greenhouse gases or climate change. Furthermore, Justinus Cristianto Widiwardono also encouraged the contribution of metrology in measuring carbon capture and storage, or CCS. According to him, accurate carbon measurements will contribute to the carbon trading program by producing accurate measurements and reliable values.
Until Wednesday, more than 100,000 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have arrived in Mecca to carry out the series of Hajj pilgrimage. Dora Pardede has the detail.
Head of the Public Relations and Communication Bureau of the Ministry of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Ahmad Fauzin, revealed that as of May 21, 2025, at 10:10 Western Indonesian Standard Time, a total of 347 flight groups had landed in Saudi Arabia. Ahmad Fauzin, in his press statement in Jakarta Wednesday, stated that currently there have been more than 135,000 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims, including 24,449 elderly pilgrims landed in Arab Saudi, while more than 100,000 of them have already been in Mecca to carry out the series of Hajj pilgrimage.
Hingga pagi ini, sebanyak
as of this morning, 440 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims have arrived in Makkatul Mukarramah to carry out the series of worships, including the obligatory Umrah and other Sunnah worships.
Ahmad Fauzin further said that until the 21st day of the Hajj operational period, 35 pilgrims had passed away, consisting of 26 male pilgrims and 9 female pilgrims. He also reminded the pilgrims to maintain their health by limiting outdoor activities during hot weather and get enough rest. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Bandung Institute of Technology academician Irwan Meliano highlights the importance of developing science and technology in disaster preparedness. However, there are several requirements that must be achieved so that this effort can get maximum results according to disaster mitigation goals. Here is the report by Andi Romdoni.
Disaster observer Irwan Meliano Wednesday mentioned several requirements that must be achieved in efforts to develop science and technology in the context of disaster industrialization. In a disaster seminar monitored from Jakarta, Irwan, who is also an academic at the Bandung Institute of Technology, highlighted the importance of multidisciplinary innovation in bridging technology, policy, and society. He also explained that the independence of disaster technology can only be achieved if supported by sustainability in terms of research and scientific validation, regulation and certification, downstreaming and adoption by users. In addition, he also highlighted the importance of the platform together with those who test and integrate local tools and software openly under supervision of ministries, institutions. He also encouraged the importance of affirmative policies from the government to adopt and prioritize domestic products, including in the procurement of disaster equipment, supported by efforts to build public trust in new disaster technology.
Yang pertama, multidisiplin. Yang kedua,
the first is multidisciplinary. The second is that this Ministry of Technology needs sustainability. And the third is perhaps very important for you, policymakers, sandboxing. It must be made biased. Then there must be affirmative, so it must be made biased because it is never final. Our tools are not perfect. Our software is not perfect. But please use it. Let us know if it is not perfect so we can update and build better in the future. Regarding the development of science in the field of disaster, Irwan Melano said that the Bandung Institute of Technology has developed Geolini, a seismometer product that can support Indonesia's preparedness in facing earthquake disasters. In addition, together with the consortium, Bandung Institute of Technology has also built software called AI-based seismic processing, which provides a new approach in processing seismic data. Bandung Institute of Technology, according to him, has also produced AI risk in collaboration with the Ministry of Finance. Irwan said that through this effort, it is hoped that users can calculate the impact of damage and losses due to disasters. Until now, AI risk has only focused on calculating disaster losses to the education, health, and housing sectors.
Indonesian government honors outstanding archivists for their dedication and real contributions to advancing Indonesia's national archival system. Ofra has the detail.
The head of the National Archives of the Republic of Indonesia, Mega Pinandito, expressed the government's appreciations for archivists who have shown strong commitment and real contributions to the development of the national archival system. This was conveyed during his remarks at the 2025 National Outstanding Archivist Award Ceremony held on Wednesday in Jakarta. He stated that this award is given to archivists who work with integrity, professionalism, and a high level of dedication to national archiving.
Karena kita bisa memberikan sebuah penghargaan kepada arsiparis.
We are proud to present this award to outstanding archivists at the national level. It's a recognition from us, from the state, for archivists who have demonstrated commitment, work hard with integrity and professionalism, and made real contributions in developing, improving the capability and independence of our national archival system.
Mengembangkan, memberikan peningkatan kemampuan dan kemandirian dari sistem kearsipan nasional itu sendiri.
The head of National Archives also emphasized that archival transformations must be supported by innovations and the use of technology. He stressed the importance of raising awareness that archives are not just stored documents, but strategic assets containing valuable information that supports good governance and national development.
Listener, that's the highlights of the week.
Jujur tak Al-Hadi bukan yang diyakini. Oh, gila, tak masuk logika.
Listener, let's join our interview on Void Talk with Dr. Suzy Yusna Dewi, psychiatrist, child and adolescent consultant at Talenta Center Main Clinic, about handling and treatment of narcissistic personality disorder, hosted by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listeners, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RNet on Indonesia Today. Well, as I promised before, that we are going to talk about, you know, handling and treatment of narcissistic personality disorder, and we've been connected with Dr. Suzy Yusna Dewi, as psychiatrist and child and adolescent consultant at Talenta Center Main Clinic. Listener, we are going to talk about, you know, handling and treatment of narcissistic personality disorder. Is it dangerous for people, or can it be cured? That's why, to know more about it, we are going to talk with Dr. Suzy Yusna Dewi. Assalamualaikum, Ibu Dr. Suzy.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
With me, Ahmad Faisal, Bu Suzy, Dr. Suzy.
Can you hear my voice?
Yes, I can hear your voice so clearly, Ibu Dr. Suzy. So how are you today, Dr. Suzy?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, actually, thank you for your time and also attention to join this special interview today, Ibu Dr. Suzy. Well, we are going to talk about handling and treatment of narcissistic personality disorder. Dr. Suzy, before we talk more about this, actually, what is narcissistic personality disorder?
Narcissistic personality disorder, we call that the NPD. NPD is mental health condition that we call that persistent pattern of grandiosity, need for admiration, and lack of empathy for others. The symptom very dramatical, emotional, and unpredictable thinking or behavior.
So actually, how is it treated comprehensively, and also what are the main causes of NPD, Dr. Suzy? NPD, Dr. Suzy?
NPD is not like infection, NPD is behavior problem, personality trait, and personality disorder. if there are symptom fulfilled, like for symptom, yeah, we call that the NPD is a disorder, yeah. And NPD is not like infection, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is difficult to treat, yeah. Yeah, the and there is no one admit that I'm NPD people, gitu. I'm NPD people, and I have can you help me to change my personality? Yeah, I think it is not relevant. Yeah, I think yeah. So they come to professionals mental health because the symptom manifests with other symptom, other diagnose like anxiety and maybe depression, yeah, mm-hmm. and maybe problem with family or couple, yeah, like that, yeah. So there is no one that admit that the NPD and they cannot come to professional clinician, and yeah, I think.
So, Dr. Suzy, can all people experience this NPD?
All people?
Mm-hmm. Not all.
Yeah, maybe sometimes all people can be NPD, narcissistic, maybe narcissist gitu ya, but not personality disorder ya. But narcissist is okay, sometimes people need narcissistic need, yeah. This, yeah, but not a disorder or not personality trait, yeah.
Okay, do you think that environment can also give such effect for this kind of disorder, Bu Doctor?
The environment, you mean that the?
Yes, environment can also give such effect, yeah. For the people.
Yeah, because the person with NPD make environment not comfortable.
Mm.
Yeah, not comfortable. Sometimes being abusive from the NPD people. Yeah, abusive and exploit. They didn't have lack of empathy.
Mm.
Yeah, lack of empathy and sometimes exploit others, yeah, like advantage, yeah, for that their advantage, yeah, like money, maybe power or something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how can I mean are there any signs that people experience this NPD, Bu Doctor?
I mean that the symptom of the NPD, yeah,
mm-hmm.
like in the grandiosity experience. You mean that the experience for the patient with NPD people? You mean that like that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the NPD people, yeah, the symptom like grandiosity, yeah, sense of self importance. Unique and superior, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and preoccupation with fantasy, yeah, like yeah, fantasy about success, power, brilliant beauty, or idol love, yeah, something like that, and arrogant behavior, yeah, sense of superiority, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and the interpersonal relationship is very difficult, and very superficial relationship, yeah, yeah, only superficial that we can close. Mm-hmm. By the personality, NPD personality.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, Bu Dr. Suzy, I'm here, yeah. at the office. I work with many co-workers and many people who are working here at my office. So, can I indicate that maybe my friend, yeah, for example, she or he is indicated that she or he is experiences the NPD, Bu Doctor? How about the signs would be,
yeah. How about your feeling?
That's why I
you get the stress that your pressure, under pressure, mm-hmm. something like that, under pressure, and not comfortable. But if you close with the people that you call that, that's NPD people, yeah, something like that, yeah. You're not comfortable.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Very stressed, very suppressed, yeah, something like that. Yeah. And you only, talk about what they want, yeah, what they want, yeah. I think, yeah, yeah. Jadi, so it is make you stress, yeah. Mm.
So, Bu Dr. Susie, Bu Doctor, if we see,
so I mean maybe the problem with the child, maybe and for family, yeah, not only you, yeah, NPD people not only with the friend, but for problem with with their family.
Mm-hmm. So, talking about percentage, Bu Doctor, if we see, I mean. If we see about the environment and also the family, which one is the most influential for NPD? Environment or family, Bu Doctor?
Both of them.
Oh.
Both of them. Yeah, in family and also in environment.
Mm. So which one is the most?
The most. You mean the most?
Yes.
I think the most in the environment.
Okay.
Environment, because sometimes in the family, the stress, yeah, pulling down, because understand he is father and husband and also like that, but maybe problem with the. Child and also a wife, yeah, maybe his wife's very stressed and depression or anxiety. Anxiety, and he's okay, yeah, but the problem with the child and his wife, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Usually, Bu Susie, usually it happens in a big city or in maybe such village. Which one is much more of this?
I think it is not there are data, yeah, the data for area, yeah, but the educational people more bigger than not educated people, yeah. Maybe the educated people and also with the men, it's higher than others.
Mm-hmm. So far, Bu.
And.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I think, yeah, because, yeah, maybe around 20-30% in the adult, yeah, adult person, and in educated person, yeah, and, yeah, this one, there only, yeah, there are 20-30%, yeah.
So if we
and
see
the age around 20-29 or 30, yeah, yeah, adult person.
Okay, so, Bu Doctor, I would like to make such example for me. For example, I am the one who often try to communicate with many people, but. I've also a friend who cannot communicate with many people, just keep silent and stay at home for many, many hours every day. Actually, based on your research, Bu Doctor, which one for someone who experiences more for NPD, I am, me, or my friend, or the one who is often stays at home, Bu Doctor?
I don't know, because I must clear about the symptom, yeah, about the environment. The environment should be asked about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can just people NPD or not, yeah, because so many symptoms.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe only narcissistic, not personality disorder.
Yes, yes.
Narcissistic, all of the people have narcissistic, yeah. All the people maybe have a narcissistic personality trait, but not disorder.
Not disorder.
Yeah, trait is okay. Yeah, not disorder.
But so far, Bu Susi, I mean, Bu Doctor, based on your research, maybe during these 5 years, maybe, which one is more, I mean, more often maybe come to see you and they really need your consultation, maybe your suggestion, so that they are able to get out from this NPD, Bu Doctor?
I mean, can you repeat again?
Maybe based on your research, maybe so far, maybe mm-hmm. for maybe 5 years before, maybe five years mm-hmm. Previously. I mean, which one is more often? Maybe who visited or who came to see you, because maybe they need your consultation, they need your suggestion, maybe so that they are able. They are able to finish or to get out from this such disorder, Bu Doctor.
Yeah, the NPD person come to me because the commonly disorder, not mm-hmm. only NPD. Yeah, commonly disorder like. Maybe because the depression, maybe because the anxiety, maybe because the problem with the family context or couple, mm-hmm. couple conflict, maybe will be divorced, yeah, and the his couple that uncomfortable with him and try to divorce or something like that, and after that I give him the consultation, give the psychotherapy, yeah, but it is a difficulty, yeah, very difficulty. But if they have self-awareness, yeah, mm-hmm. about his condition, about their condition, I think it's more good, yeah, more good to improvement, more good to improvement of the self-esteem and the NPD decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Step by step, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe around 20%, yeah, 20-30%, the NPD person become decrease, yeah, the symptom mm-hmm. become decrease because the problem with the family contact is also the job, yeah, job. Maybe that the lost job, yeah, something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So after this, yeah, they come to my clinic, yeah.
Okay, so Bu Doctor, can someone, maybe he or she is still in teenager, maybe still in junior high school, Bu Doctor? Can he or she also experience this NPD during their time, maybe?
Yeah. Not disorder, but the trait.
The trait.
Because the family, because the parents make them become NPD. Mm. NPD. I mean that NPD trait. Yeah, NPD trait.
So the way of parents, yeah, mother and father, he or she treats the children, this can also make the children experience NPD, Bu Doctor.
Yeah. The problem maybe because the balance, jadi price, yeah, overpriced and over. I mean that the over expectation for the parents to the child, yeah. Mm-hmm. Over expectation and excessive the pride, yeah,
mm-hmm.
for the children. But sometimes get the over criticism, and the parents, yeah, the the biological mm-hmm. cause, yeah, it is related, yeah, to the when the parents have the NPD, and maybe the child can be NPD too, because not only biology but the behavior, yeah, the behavior. The behavior problem that the children see how the parents style, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he learn, and they learn about the father or the mother behavior.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bu Dr. Susie, can this NPD last long? I mean,
yeah.
For someone who experiences this NPD, they will also feel and experience this for many, many years, or maybe only 1 year, or less than 1 year, maybe. Oh, can you explain about this, Bu Susie?
Yeah, the personality, NPD personality. Personality, it is the character. Character is a personality. Personality, it is the being self. It is character, yeah, being as on the on how they on the their self, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jadi, I think it is not changes because if there are any problem, yeah, with the environment, maybe they feel enjoy with his personal with their personality with mm-hmm. NPD because. They become superior, yeah, superior.
Okay, Bu Susie, doctor, I'm really interested. Yeah, I just make example only for myself actually, Bu Susie. This may be to make it easy. For example, I often, for example, expose. Or yeah, expose maybe my photo on my media social, right? Maybe every day, Dr. Susie. I also post my expose my photo, maybe my video, maybe on media social. Very often, Bu Dr. Susie, can it be indicated that I'm also as narcissistic, Bu Doctor?
Narcissist, yeah. Narcissist or I think yeah, the celebrate people is not NPD.
Mm.
It's not really real. It's not the real NPD person because problem. Yeah, they pass sell themselves. Yeah, something like that. NPD is not like this.
Mm.
Yeah, NPD is personality that problem with others.
Okay.
Yeah, problem with others.
Yes. So yeah, you.
If there is no problem with others, it is okay. It is not disorder.
Oh, okay. That's difference. Yes.
Yeah.
Susie, doctor. Yes. Narcissistic personality and also and disorder. This really different. And this is what our listeners want to know about this, Bu Dr. Susie, because sometimes yeah, they also want to know about this NPD by. Listening to your explanation before about NPD, we hope that our listeners also know about NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder. But Bu Dr. Susie, do you think that someone who experiences NPD cannot focus on himself or herself, Bu Doctor, in doing anything? Or activities maybe, can he or she focuses?
He always focus on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Focus for themselves, not focus for others. Yeah, they allow anyone. Yeah, the focus only for me, yeah, something like that, yeah. Only for me, yeah. I'm a grandiosity. Yeah, grandiosity focused for me, gitu. Mm-hmm. For me, grandiosity is like that. Yeah.
So only for ourselves, Bu Doctor.
Yeah. It is lack of empathy.
Okay.
Lack of empathy, difficulty recognizing, atau they allow meet for others,
Okay.
Exploit others for personal gain.
Bu Dr. Suzy, I believe that many people who experience NPD come to you and they need your suggestion, and even they need you to to cure about NPD. So you as a doctor, Bu Dr. Suzy, how can you keep your mind healthy, keep your body also healthy when lots of people come to you and they need your help, Dr. Suzy?
Yeah. For the first one, I want to know about the problem. The problem. Because the problem, not I'm an NPD person, not that late. I focus on the problem commonly. Because and after that, I want to try to make them awareness of themselves. So treat one by one. Maybe now, they come to with the other symptom like depression. Because the loss of the job, sometimes loss of the couple, family, etc. And after that, try to step by step to psychotherapy to make the better emotional regulation and increase empathy. So healthier relationship. How to healthier relationship? Something like that. This maybe need more than 6 months. Treatment the patient with NPD. Because not only NPD problem, but the commonly the NPD.
Okay.
And the environment, also the environment like your family. I must treat again.
All right. So the final question, Bu Dr. Suzy, maybe do you have any messages or suggestion for Indonesian people especially, or maybe also our listeners outside in who are listening to in many countries? Maybe you have such suggestions or advice, maybe, or messages for people, our listeners, so that they will never experience NPD. So what should we do? Just give your suggestion, Bu Dr. Suzy. Go ahead.
I think now mental health awareness. Now the people know about mental health awareness. So we can diagnose the symptom of the problem of mental health condition. And after that, if there is something wrong in mental health, come to professional as soon as possible. To know about you have NPD or not. Now first you know the environment. The environment. Like you or not. If not like you, you come to professional.
Any else, Bu Doctor?
I think it's all.
Okay. That's thank you very
maybe
much.
Maybe sometimes the patient take the medicine first to make the calm condition.
Right. Thank you, Ibu Dr. Suzy, for your attention, for your clear explanation about NPD and also the handling and treatment of narcissistic personality disorder. Thank you for your time and also on the special interview.